Kenny, a great result tonight.
Yes, I think, as I said, the qualities that we had tonight was character, commitment, you know, never say die attitude, go to the end, a little bit impatient in the first half, but we showed tremendous amount of patience in the second half when our build-up play was good. And of course, Nathan comes on and he's the match winner, and I'm really pleased for him.
They get one chance, and it's a sucker punch after 24 minutes, and they score. But your players' heads don't go down, they just reform and keep going?
Yeah, I have to say, in the four games we've played, the chances that the four opponents have had have been probably in one hand. You know, two scrappy free kicks at Ballybuffet, poor marking, a throw-in tonight, which I'm not happy about. And that's the gist of it. That's what we've conceded, and I'm really, really pleased because the boys have worked so hard. They deserve so much credit, and you know, we take them for granted at times, but we're back in again this weekend to work and prepare for Wexford. It's a big game for us.
You make a substitution, 58 minutes, you bring on Nathan, you take off Harry Monaghan. What are you telling Nathan as he's about to go on?
Well, we had to turn them, and I've said to Nathan, try and run in behind to lengthen the game for us, to give us more space to play in front of their forwards, or front of their defence, and also give him the opportunities to lengthen the game so that Rory Patterson gets some support. And I have to say it worked, and it fell nicely for us. So let's take the pats in the back when they're there, because you don't get that many in this business.
The two goals that he scored were beautiful goals.
Very much so. And wow, when the second one went in, I thought, well done, Nathan. Fantastic. It was a great finish. And he showed good strength and courage to hold it on his way through, because the two centre-halves were caught. It was two against one, and his finish was very, very good.
A great finish, more so because it's a 92nd minute. He's under pressure from two big centre-halves, and he still has the composure in his head to just pick a spot and roll it beyond a very big goalkeeper.
I know. I have to say, you know, we've scored all our three goals in my time in the two games up the hill, and they won the toss and decided to let us play downhill first, and we thought they'll be tired in the second half. I thought if we could win the toss, and I know our boys are fit and work really hard, and they fight to the end, and the three subs that come on made a major contribution. So, you know, let's take that wee piece of a break that we got and work hard for our next game.
Since I last spoke to you in this chair last Friday, you have 9 points from three games.
I know, this time, well, last Friday afternoon we had zero, so it's been a very good week. So let's hope we can prepare for the next one and keep ourselves positive and have that confidence around the dressing room and try to move us forward.
Well, it'll be tough keeping the boys grounded. I know we're only a handful of games in, but you know, people are saying to you, you're in the top five and you've so many points, and I mean, we're only in the first few weeks of the season.
I know. Yes, we have to keep them grounded, and we have to look at the performances and see, well, who can we get in, which ones deserve to be in for the next game. And basically that's what we're about, making sure that the boys' feet are down and on the ground. I know they're old cliches, but we have to make sure that we are grounded, because we're common, ordinary people, and we don't have any, you know, there's no airs and graces in that dressing room. It's all about mucking nettles and fighting to try and get a performance every week. We don't think we're anything special. That's one thing we'll not do.